Scientists continued their efforts this week to contact the Mars Polar Explorer. Some weak signals from the red planet have revived hope that we may at least be able to determine why the mission failed. The Polar Explorer was intended to search for water on Mars, in keeping with NASA's new plan to do everything faster, better, and cheaper. But some critics are suggesting that there are even less expensive ways to do this than sending out very costly machines into a hostile environment. One such critic, Bobby Don Pluckett, is on the line with us now. Mr. Pluckett?
I'm here. Get him, Boomer. On the water.
I understand your dog is a dowser.
Well, actually, he's a yellow lab.
But he can find water?
Oh, he sure can. A long ways off.
And he's got some now, does he?
Well, it sounds like.
Whereabouts?
Where is it, boy? Point! Well, looks to be around Betelgeuse.
Betelgeuse. And that's in...
Orion? Up there in the upper left corner?
In outer space.
Yeah, yes, sir. Good boy, Boomer. Last night it was Castor and Gemini. Night before last, he's barking like crazy at the handle of the Big Dipper, which is a surprise. You'd expect it to be the ladle part.
Huh? Maybe he's just barking.
Nah. He barks at water. Couldn't take him hunting. Every creek, stream, pond, lake, river, you name it, got to barking at the water table. Senses it way down on the earth, he does. When my cousin Cletus's well went dry, old Boomer opened up a new one for him. Found just the right spot. Did the digging, too.
Well, if Boomer can smell the water table, he's probably barking all the time, then.
Well, that's why I had to teach him to look up, which is unnatural for a dog.
And getting him to look up quieted him down?
For a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And one night he starts howling at the moon. Didn't think nothing of it. And the next day they said there might be some frozen water up there. So I tried pointing him at the planets. Mercury, nothing. Neptune, a bit. Jupiter, holy cow, he went nuts. That moon up there around Jupiter, Europa, chock full of water.
Uh-huh. And Mars?
I got quite a few yips out of him. I believe there is water there, sir, yes.
Where? Is it at one of the poles?
He was pointing at the South Pole when he barked, yes, sir.
Well, it sounds like NASA's spending a lot of money needlessly on probes to find water in space when we've got Boomer, the dowsing dog.
Well, it ain't for me to say, but surely for $100 million we could do something.
Yeah, maybe it's not the water. You know, maybe he senses life out there.
Well, if it looks anything like a cat or a raccoon, well, he'd sure like to give chase.
And maybe as more civilians head into space, you and Boomer can be among them.
All we'd need is a space suit he won't chew up.
Bobby Don Pluckett and his dowsing dog, Boomer.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.